the week's cases for the week ending October 24th, 2025, by Alman Astor, LA County Public Defender's Office. Mental health diversion can be withdrawn if no adequate program is available. When can a judge terminate a defendant for mental health diversion, MHD? Quote, in cases where diversion is granted and the defendant is subsequently charged with specified crimes, engages in criminal conduct, rendering him or her unsuitable for diversion, or is performing unsatisfactorily in the assigned program, a trial court must hold a hearing to determine if criminal proceedings should be reinstated, close quote, citing Penal Code Section 1001.36G. The judge here agreed to place the defendant in MHD on the condition that he complete a residential drug treatment program first. The defendant couldn't get into such a program, and the judge denied MHD. On appeal, the defendant argues that he didn't violate MHD. The Court of Appeal characterizes what happened as the judge withdrawing MHD because the defendant couldn't get residential treatment, which had been a condition precedent to granting MHD. The Court of Appeal affirms denial of MHD. Appeal versus Riddle, C101539, 10/21/25, CA 3rd. Permissible to excuse jurors on the basis of youthfulness. The DA justified his peremptory challenges against four young Hispanic male jurors by claiming that the challenges were due to the jurors' youth. Batson, 476 U.S. 79, and Wheeler, 22 Cal 3rd, 258, applies when the DA kicks off jurors in cognizable classes. Batson-Wheeler cases say that youth is not a cognizable class. Quote, a potential juror's youth and apparent immaturity are race-neutral reasons that can support a peremptory challenge. Close quote, Lomax, 49 Cal 4th, 530-575. This Court of Appeal applies that law here, noting that youth is not on the list of CCP 231.7 prohibited bases for excusing jurors. The Court of Appeal relies on the Batson-Wheeler cases addressing youth and so declines to add youth as a prohibited ground for exclusion of a juror under 231.7. What about the young men being Hispanic? The defense didn't object on that ground and thus waived it. People v. Hernandez, B333071, 10/15/25, CA 2nd Division 6. Failure to object at trial forfeits claims of Racial Justice Act violations. I reported this case in June. The Cal Supremes have now denied review with a dissent by Justices Evans and Liu. The Racial Justice Act, RJA, is violated when someone has, quote, used racially discriminatory language about the defendant's race, ethnicity, or national origin, close quote. Penal Code Section 745A2, quote, racially discriminatory language includes language that to an objective observer explicitly or implicitly appeals to racial bias, including, but not limited to, racially charged or racially coded language, or language that compares the defendant to an animal, close quote. Penal Code Section 745H4. There's a lot of such language here, but the Court of Appeal focused on the judge telling the defendant during sentencing that, quote, it's easy to bust into people's homes and take property because they're not there or because you're a strong young buck and you can do these things at will, close quote. The AG conceded that the use of strong young buck violated the RJA, but the Court of Appeal refused to accept that concession. The Court of Appeal ruled that the failure of defense counsel to object to any of the racially charged language used by the judge forfeits any RJA claim. Appellate counsel argued that trial counsel's failure to object was ineffective assistance of counsel, IAC. The Court of Appeal rejected this position, saying that trial counsel might have had rational, tactical reasons not to object. In dissent, Justice Evans indicates that she doesn't think that the importance of this issue justifies a finding of forfeiture. She also says, quote, in my view, the trial court's characterization of Wagstaff as a strong young buck in this context is sufficient on the face of the record to find racial discrimination warranting remand for resentencing before a different trial judge is supported by the attorney general, close quote. Evans does an excellent job of explaining why the offensive term was in fact racist. Field versus Wagstaff filed 6/12/25, 111 Cal App 5th 1207, review denied 10/15/25, dissent from denial. Factors for striking strike priors. Current crimes, priors, defendant's background. Effective 1/1/24, AB 600 amended Penal Code Section 1172.1 to allow a trial court on its own motion to recall a sentence and resentence a defendant when, quote, applicable sentencing laws at the time of the original sentencing are subsequently changed by new statutory authority or case law, close quote. Penal Code Section 1172.1A1. Thus, recall is possible at any time so long as there have been changes in the sentencing laws. In Burke, 89 Calat 5th, 237, this Court of Appeal said that AB 600's amendments to Penal Code Section 1385 requiring dismissal of enhancements doesn't apply to strike priors, claiming that it is, quote, well established that the three strikes law is not an enhancement, is an alternative sentencing scheme for the current offense, close quote. This Court of Appeal agrees with Burke. The Court of Appeal reviews the law governing dismissal of strike priors. In Romero, 13 Cal 4th, 497, the Cal Supremes said that trial courts retain the power under Penal Code Section 1385 to dismiss strike priors. In Williams, 17 Cal 4th, 148, articulates the rules governing Romero motions. The court has to consider the current crime, the priors, and the defendant's background and decide whether the defendant should be sentenced outside the three-strike scheme. The Court of Appeal runs through the defendant's various crimes and reverses the order striking the strike prior. But they don't try to reinstate the prior. They remand for the trial judge to follow their directions. Peel v. Dane, A168-286, 1015-25, CA 1st, Division 2.